Welcome to the Byways Podcast, featuring stories from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 38 years. Today we feature Arizona's Theodore Roosevelt Dam, Lake, and Bridge. About 100 miles outside of Metro Phoenix, a 110-year-old concrete Goliath stands 357 feet tall and holds back over 1.6 million acre-feet of water at Roosevelt Lake. This awe-inspiring water system infrastructure is known as the Theodore Roosevelt Dam, and it has an impressive history. More than a beautiful sight, Roosevelt Dam serves as an especially important purpose in the valley's water storage and delivery capabilities. It helped early settlers tame the wild and unpredictable waters of the Salt River and allowed a prosperous community to flourish. Serving mainly for irrigation, water supply, and flood control, the dam also has hydroelectric generating capacity of 36 megawatts. Today, Theodore Roosevelt Dam remains the cornerstone of a water delivery system that is responsible for delivering over half of the valley's yearly water supply. Serving as a guardian to the desert's most precious resource, the dam helps the Phoenix area maintain a reliable water supply and face climate change and drought with certainty. Once the world's largest masonry dam, this structure is named after President Theodore Roosevelt, who was instrumental in approval of the Federal Reclamation Act of 1902 and who dedicated the original dam in March 1911. Roosevelt Dam was the first major project to be completed under the new Federal Reclamation Program. Theodore Roosevelt Dam is unique in the way it was originally constructed. It is the world's largest masonry dam, a Greco-Roman style of building that uses huge, irregular blocks. The Salt River starts high in the White Mountains as runoff from snow finding its way to creeks and streams, and eventually to rivers. Early Phoenix farmers were frustrated because the flow of the Salt River was erratic, nothing in summer, but flooding at other times throughout the year. The National Reclamation Act provided federal loans for construction of reclamation projects in the West. Salt River Valley settlers formed the Salt River Valley Water Users Association in 1903 and pledged their land as collateral for a federal government loan to build the massive water storage and delivery system. Reconstruction. From 1989 to 1996, the dam was modified by the Bureau of Reclamation. The modification raised the dam 77 feet in elevation and made the dam a concrete gravity arch dam, increasing its water conservation storage capacity by 20%, adding flood control space to the reservoir, and addressing concerns about its safety as well as the safety of downstream dams. As a result of the reconstruction, the dam has a completely altered appearance from when it was originally listed as a National Historic Landmark. The original rubble masonry dam was completely encased in concrete, and the structural height was extended from 280 to 357 feet. Since the dam no longer had the integrity of the design, materials, workmanship, feeling, or association that it had when it was originally listed, the National Historic Landmark designation was withdrawn on March 10, 1999. Theodore Roosevelt Dam forms Theodore Roosevelt Lake. The lake is the largest lake or reservoir entirely within the state of Arizona. Lake Mead and Lake Powell are larger, but both are located partially within bordering states of Nevada and Utah, respectively. The Roosevelt Lake Visitor Center. The center's rear patio presents a spectacular view of the lake. Inside are exhibits, videos, and information sheets on all of the activities and attractions around the lake. The center is closed on Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving Day. The Roosevelt Lake Marina offers rentals, tours, outdoor activities, boat tours, and water sports. Theodore Roosevelt Bridge. The bridge is a vehicular bridge traversing Theodore Roosevelt Lake between Gila County and Maricopa County, Arizona. Prior to its completion, traffic on Arizona Route 188 traveled directly on top of the Theodore Roosevelt Lake Dam. The dam was originally designed to accommodate the width of two Ford Model T automobiles and had to be later reduced to a single lane due to increased traffic. The new bridge was built to relocate traffic off the top of the Roosevelt Dam. It is the longest two-lane, single-span steel arch bridge in North America. It spans 1,080 feet and was painted blue so it would blend in with the lake and the sky. In 1995, along with other notable bridges such as the Brooklyn Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge, the Theodore Roosevelt Bridge was listed by the American Consulting Engineers Council as one of the top 12 bridge designs in the United States. For more information on visiting Theodore Roosevelt Dam, Lake, and Bridge, and visiting Arizona, go to www.visitarizona.com. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast today, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Welcome to Byways Magazine.